结束了。好，我们接下来我们还是一起来思想神的话语。
Now let's study the word of God.
我们还是请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文，是在约翰福音十章二十七到三十节。
Stand up and read the scripture, the book of John, chapter 10, 27 to 30.
约翰福音十章二十七节起，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我腹里把他们夺去。我与父原为一。来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Oh, Heavenly Abba Father, we thank you.
感谢你赐下主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世上，来寻找，来拯救我们。
Thank God and sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, Word became flesh and come to the world to seek and to save us.
感谢主耶稣基督，你做我们的牧人。
I thank the Lord Jesus, be our shepherd.
让我们不再偏行己路，不再流离失所，不在黑暗当中沉沦。
Jesus will not go astray, will not be homeless and walking darkness.
感谢主耶稣基督，你既爱我们，你就爱我们到底。
Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, and you loved us, and you will love us to the end.
感谢主耶稣基督，你知道我们本相的软弱，你知道我们信心的渺小，但是你保守我们，你就一个都不失落。
And thank you, Lord Jesus, you know that we are insignificant and we are weak in our faith, and you will keep us so that our faith will not be lost.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们大家请坐。
Please be seated.
我们在上一次主日当中我们来思想耶稣基督他要把另外的羊，也就是羊圈之外的羊，要带回来。
And then last sermon, last Sunday, and we talked about the Lord Jesus would bring other sheep, outside his pen to back to his pen.
所以，我们知道哈，耶稣基督讲这个话呢，事实上就是针对这个犹太以色列民族之外的这所有的外邦人，就是包括。我们华人。
And we all know that the Lord Jesus was talking about the Gentiles outside the Jews and including our Chinese.
那么圣经当中更是让我们看到，其实在万国万民当中都有上帝的羊，都有上帝的选民。
And the Bible also let us see that in all the nations, all the earth, there are the chosen people of God.
那么神要把他的儿女，把他的羊都寻找回来。
And God will find all his sheep.
那么今天我们所读到的经文，我们更是看到主耶稣基督，做出这样的一个，荣耀的这样的一个承诺。
And from today's scripture, and we see the Lord Jesus was making a glorious promise.
那么耶稣说，凡属他的，他就一个都不失落，没有人能够把从耶稣手中把属耶稣的羊夺走。
And that all those belong to him that will never be lost, and no one can snatch them out of his hand.
那么在上一次主日信息当中，其实我谈到我是出生在一个无神论的家庭，我成长在一个无神论的国家。
And the last sermon I mentioned that I grew out of a family and a nation that is atheist.
我从来都没有想到过，在年幼的我从来都没有想到过我会有一天成为基督徒。
When I was young, I never thought about that I would become a Christian one day.
但是在那个年幼的我呢，我非常羡慕很多就是有关基督教的 一些东西，但是呢，我一方面羡慕，但是我一方面又知道那是另外一个世界，我是绝对不可能成为基督徒的。
And when I was young, I was so envious about those things about Christians. While I was envious about them, and I knew for sure that I would never become one of them.
那么我喜欢羡慕基督教啊，有他们有好的音乐，美好的音乐啊，他们有好的这个教堂啊，他们有很多很有智慧的一些教训。
And I envy those Christian beautiful music and the beautiful churches and the good teachings.
然后哇，我是哇，但是基督徒的他们的这个婚礼啊、洗礼啊，哇，这些都是那么的美啊，那么的就是庄重圣洁。
And all those Christian weddings and baptisms are so solemn and holy.
那么那个时候在年幼的我甚至就哇，就是连基督徒的葬礼好像都美一点。
And at that time, I even thought that the Christian funeral was beautiful.
啊，其实后来我就发现，其实不是我一个人有这样的想法，其实很多人都有这样的想法。
And later, I found that many people have ever thought about that.
就是有一次，就是我家乡教会。我这里说我家乡教会就是指在中国大陆的我家乡的教会的弟兄姊妹，他们有一次呢，那是很多很多年以前，有一次他们在这个当地的殡仪馆里面，他们举办了一次基督徒的葬礼。
And so, on one occasion that the brothers and sisters in my homeland church in China, and they once held a Christian funeral in a local funeral home.
那么那个时候呢，我们知道那个时候在这个殡仪馆里面哈，很多很多就是其他来送别亲人的那些人非常多啊，不像我们今天所看到的殡仪馆很人，但是在中国大陆的城市殡仪馆里人是非常多。
And you know that at that time in the local funeral home in China, there were many people who come to sing of their relatives.
然后结果呢，就是他们也是第一次来到殡仪馆的这些人，也是第一次看到哇，基督徒的葬礼是这个样子。
So many people who came to the funeral home, it's their first time to see a Christian funeral.
他们看这一群基督徒，哇，他们也没有好像在那里绝望啊、嚎啕大哭啊，或者是扑倒在地啊、是磕头啊、跪拜这样，好像都没有。
Those people, they say that those Christians were not actually crying or bowing down on the ground or desperate.
当然也更没有一些比较蛮奇怪的装束啊，或者头扎起来那种啊，拿个杆子之类的东西。
And neither do they have those strange costumes or with the poles in their hands.
但基督徒有什么呢？他们有庄重圣洁这样的一个告别仪式。
Because Christians were holding a solemn and holy farewell ceremony.
哇，他们有弟兄姊妹在一起来唱非常优美的赞美诗歌，赞美神的诗歌。
And the brothers and sisters were singing the beautiful praise songs for God.
更重要的是他们有圣经上帝的话的经文的诵读。
The most important is that they were reading the Bible verses, the Word of God.
所以这一切都深深的让周围的这些殡仪馆其他的人非常的震惊，也震撼，也羡慕。
And those all those things greatly shocked those people who.Came to that funeral home, and they also were envious about that.
那这时候呢，殡仪馆他们有常驻的乐队，这时候乐队的这个负责人就找到这个教会的负责弟兄。
And there was a band in that funeral home, and so the band leader found the brother who's in charge of the church.
然后就对这个弟兄就说：“哎呀，就是你们今天。”这个唱的这个歌是我听过最好听的歌，你们能不能把这个谱子留下来？我们以后也希望可以来演奏。
He said to the brother that the songs you sing today are the best songs I've ever heard. Could you leave the music scores to us so that we can play later?
啊，从那以后啊，如果你要去到就是我家乡的那座城市，有时候你就听到，哎，这里的殡仪馆怎么都会演奏基督教的，这个音乐。他们那个乐队从那以后，他们就常常演奏这个基督教的音乐，就是为在葬礼上面来演奏。
From then on, and if you go to the city, and you probably hear the funeral home playing the Christian music, and from then on, they have often played the Christian music.
然后从那以后呢，就是我家乡教会的这些弟兄姊妹也常常去到殡仪馆给人传福音。
And from then on, the brothers and sisters in our homeland church will often go to the funeral home to preach the gospel.
其实去到殡仪馆给人传福音是一个很不错的一个方式。
Actually, it's a very good idea to go to the funeral home to share the gospel with people.
因为圣经告诉我们，这个聪明人都在哪里啊？
Because the Bible tells us where are those wise men?
就是你去这种丧葬之家，就是举办葬礼的这些家庭这些地方去，啊，就是智慧人会去到这样的地方。
That the wise people will go to the places like the funeral homes.
其实这个道理也非常简单，因为人在那样的一个环境当中，人会去真正思想人生最重要的到底是什么。
Because in that circumstances, people will really think about what's the real meaning of life.
人会真正的思想，今天是他躺在这里，明天可能就是我。
People will think that it is he who is lying there today, and probably tomorrow it's me.
那我该怎样活呢？
And how shall I live?
那人生到底真正重要的是什么？
So what's the most important in our life?
所以在这个时候，感谢神，神兴起一些弟兄姊妹去到这样的一群人当中，告诉他们，信靠主耶稣基督，你的人生就不是绝望的。
So at that moment, thank God that God has chosen those group of brothers and sisters and go to that place to share the gospel with them that believing that Jesus Christ and your life will.Have hope.
你有永远的生命。
You will have eternal life.
你在地上的生命就成为有价值、有真正价值的一段时间。
And your life on the earth will become a precious period of time.
所以，其实后来我也在思想啊，虽然我在年幼的时候，我也没有读过圣经，也没有人给我传过福音啊，为什么我就被这些，这种真正有信仰的基督徒被他们所吸引呢，以及被他们所拥有的这些东西所吸引呢。
Later, when I was thinking about why was I was attracted to that Christian things, when no one actually preached the gospel to me.
后来我想了想去，其实道理很简单，就这一群人呐、他们确实，他身上有一种东西让我向往，而这种东西是什么？永生。
And I think the reason is very simple because those people have something in their life that attract me that is eternal life.
他们是一群有永生的人，他们活在这个地上，就像活在天上。
They are a group of people who has eternal life. They live on the earth as if in heaven.
他们在这个世界当中，他们却给这个世界，在他们短短的一生当中，却带来许许多多永恒的祝福。
While they were living on this earth, even though a short life, they bring eternal blessings to the world.
所以关乎他们的一切，因为他们是一群有永生的人，所以关乎他们的一切都是美好。
Because they are a group of people who has an eternal life, so everything about them becomes beautiful.
就是现在有些人不是喜欢网上购物吗？
And a lot of people like go online shopping.
尤其是在疫情之间，就是越来越多的人在网上购物，我就很喜欢在网上购物。
especially during the pandemic, and a lot of people like to go shopping online, and I like that also.
但现在不是出了有一个词吗？一个是卖家秀，一个是买家秀。
And so there's a popular words like the seller's show and the buyer's show.
哇，你在网上看图片，哇，这个衣服他穿的就是好看呢。
And when you look at the pictures online, you see it looks really good on the picture.
完了，我买回来穿在我身上，一看，哎，怎么跟我在他们身上看到的不一样呢？
When I bought it back and wear on, but it's so different from the picture I saw.
是不是东西不一样？
Are they because the things are different?
不是，对不对？
It's not.
什么不一样呢？
What's the difference?
身材可能不一样。
Because the posture, the body is different.
所以这其实让我想到基督徒。其实你看，基督徒跟我们是一样，我们现在都是基督徒了。但在我以前，我小时候，我看到那些基督徒，哎，吃的跟我一样，穿的跟我一样，生活跟我一样，但是怎么他们的很多事情就显得那么美好呢？
Because when I was young, when I look at those Christians, I think that they eat and dress the same with me, they lead the same life with me, but why do they look so different?
因为生命不一样。
Because they have different lives.
这是一群有永生的人。
They are people with eternal life.
所以他们，我后来我信靠主耶稣基督，我就知道，哦，原来一个有永生的人，他无论是住在豪宅里面，还是住在小破屋里面，他心里都是喜乐。
So later, when I realized that a Christian with eternal life, whether he live in big mansions or in poor house, and he has the same joy.
所以以前就是有人写过一篇文章，就谈到这个基督徒，就基督徒很多很多跟不信耶稣的人是一样的，很多方面你看表面都是一样的。
Some years ago, the person wrote an article saying that, say the Christians has many similarities in many areas with the ordinary people.
但是他们确实又是非常的不一样。
But they are truly different from other people.
这些不一样的地方，往往就是这个世界渴望羡慕的美好。
Those different things are usually those things that are admired or envied by the world.
当然我在这里我补充一下，我说的是真正那些信靠神重生得救有永生的基督徒，不是说今天很多很多假冒的基督徒啊。
But I especially referring to those people who are truly Christians had been regenerated and not those false Christians.
所以我们会看见，就是在监牢里面的这个生活是痛苦，是丑陋的。
And we can see that life in prison is painful and ugly.
但是耶稣基督的门徒啊，使徒保罗关在监牢里面，我们从圣经中看到他在监狱里的生活怎么就那么美好自由呢？
But we can say that the disciple of Jesus, the apostle Paul, when he was put in prison, his life was so beautiful.
他没有吃得更好一点，没有穿得更好一点，相反他吃得很差，他带着脚镣，带着住在死刑犯的这个牢房里面。
He didn't eat better or dress better. Actually, it's the opposite. And he was with chains and was put in the prison of the death.
使徒保罗的眼睛都几乎失明了。
And Paul's eyes were almost blind.
但他在监狱里面写下的那些书信充满了自由，充满了恩典，充满了喜乐。
But those letters he wrote while he was in prison were full of joy and full of freedom. And
今天我们很多人都会感到，哎呀，好孤独，好受伤。
And many of us today will often feel that we are so lonely and so injured.
周围的人对我都不好，周围人都害我。
Other people are mistreating us.
但是真正在这个世界上，主耶稣，他难道不孤独吗？从人看。
But from man's point of view, while Jesus was on the earth, was he lonely?
主耶稣来到这个世界上， 他把他的一切，把他的生命，甚至都为这个世人所付出，但世人常常的藐视、抵挡，甚至逼迫主耶稣基督，最终把耶稣钉在十字架上。
Well, Jesus was on the earth and he gave all he has and even his life to the world, but the world often show contempt to him and persecute him and even cross him.
当耶稣基督被抓的时候，他的门徒都逃跑了，他甚至就是被他门徒当中的一个出卖的。
And when Jesus was caught by those people, and all his disciples ran away, and he was even betrayed by one of his disciples.
但是耶稣从来没有过埋怨人，埋怨神。
But Jesus never complained about man and God.
耶稣说，其实我不孤独，我的父与我同在。
Jesus said that I'm not lonely and my father is with me.
所以这其实让我看到基督徒身上有最宝贵的是什么呢？就是永生。
So we can say that the most precious thing in a Christian is eternal life.
那么主耶稣更是给我们有美丽的应许，就这个永生属上帝的人，上帝的羊，上帝的儿女身上这个永生是不会失落的。
And Jesus even gave us a more beautiful promise that the eternal life of those Christians who belong to God will never be lost.
因为上帝保守，耶稣来保守。
Because God kept us and Jesus protects us.
所以拥有永生的基督徒在地上不是好像就一帆风顺的。
So Christians with eternal life is not necessarily live a good life.
现实往往正好相反，因为你是一个真正信靠耶稣的人，所以这个世界往往讨厌你，因为你跟世界不一样。
And the reality is often on the contrary, because you believe in Jesus, you believe in God, and the world often hates you because you are different from them.
因为主耶稣说啊，这个世界就爱那些属于世界的人，但是耶稣对他的门徒说，你们不属世界，所以世界当然不爱你们，就像世界不爱耶稣一样。
Jesus told his disciples that the world will hate those who does not belong to the world, and because you do not belong to the world, you belong to Jesus, so the world hates you just like they hate Jesus.
所以一个有永生的基督徒在世上不是一帆风顺，他也会遭遇许许多多的黑暗时刻。
And a Christian with eternal life will not necessarily lead a good life on the earth, and he will experience difficulties in this life.
但是人生命的这个真正重要的这个不同在哪里显现呢？往往就在最黑暗的时刻。
And also those dark times and the difference of the difference of the life shows in those dark times.
以前哈，就是在我以前教会有一个年轻的姊妹刚刚结婚，很年轻，就得了骨癌，就查出来有骨癌。
And in my previous church in China, and there was a young sister.And while she was very young, he was diagnosed with bone cancer.
这个骨癌是非常非常疼痛的。
With the bone cancer, it will be very, very painful.
我以前也不了解，我以前觉得哎呀，癌症不要，但是骨癌它非常非常痛。
I didn't know before, but later I know that with the different sort of cancers, the bone cancer is the most painful.
就是我甚至知道哈，就是因为这个姊妹，所以我就也知道有些得骨癌的这样的一个病例。我知道就是曾经有一个特种兵呐，就退役的特种兵，他就查出来有骨癌，后来他疼得都受不了，他跳楼了。
And because of this sister, and I later know that the bone cancer was a very skilled soldier, and he was diagnosed with bone cancer, and he could not bear the pain, and he just committed suicide.
后来我就想，我说连一个特种兵、特种的军人，他都忍受不了这种痛，那是何等的痛啊！
But even a soldier with very good training, and he could not bear that pain. And how could an ordinary person bear that pain?
结果这一个姊妹呢，她那个病房里面，她这个病房里面都是同样的这个病人嘛。但这个姊妹在那个病房里面，她居然教她的病友唱基督教的赞美神的诗歌。
And well, this sister I talked about in the hospital room with his other patients, and she was teaching those other patients the hymns, Christian hymns, to praise God.
她在这个姊妹在地上的生命很短暂。
The sister had very short life on the earth.
但是很短暂的生命，我相信给很多人，其中包括我，留下很深很深的印象。
And I believe that.Her short life had left a very depression to many people, including me.
这是真正有永生的。
That was a person with eternal life.
关乎他们的一切事都是美好。
And everything about them were beautiful.
在黑暗当中，在监牢里面，在疾病里面，都有美好的时刻。
In darkness and in prisons and in sickness, there were beautiful moments on them.
最根本、最根本的原因就是他们有永生。
The most fundamental reason is that they have eternal life.
所以主耶稣说，他赐给那些信靠他的人永生。
So the Lord Jesus said that He gave those who trust in Him their eternal life.
而且他还保守。就这些人不会失落，这些人的永生不会被夺去。
And I also kept them so that their eternal life will not be taken away.
耶稣说：“我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。”
Lord Jesus said that, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand.
耶稣讲这个话，并不是说。没有人想来夺。
Lord Jesus was speaking this not because that no one will snatch them.
魔鬼这样想夺去这些上帝的儿女的永生。
The devil would come to take away the eternal life of the children of God.
但是耶稣说，一切的诡计，一切的抢夺都注定失败，因为耶稣说，我来保守。
But Lord Jesus said that all those schemes and all those snatches will definitely fail because Lord Jesus will keep them.
所以魔鬼要夺去这些神儿女的永生。
So the devil will take away the eternal life of the children of God.
魔鬼怎样可以把神儿女的永生夺去呢？
How do they snatch out or taken away the eternal life of the children of God?
魔鬼攻击神的儿女对神的信心。
The devil would attack the faith of the children of God toward God.
约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
一切信耶稣的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Whoever believes in Jesus shall not perish but have everlasting life.
魔鬼就是攻击这个信。
So the devil is attacking the faith.
魔鬼让你信耶稣有用吗？你看你都得了骨癌。
The devil would say that, is there any use you believe in Jesus? You had the bone cancer.
你看你信耶稣有用吗？就是因为你信耶稣，你被抓到监牢里面。
Is there any use you believe in Jesus just because of your faith and you were put into prison?
你信耶稣有用吗？你看你信耶稣，你失去工作。
Is there any use that you believe in Jesus and you believe in Jesus but you lost your job?
其实以前在我们教会，我知道有个姊妹，她就是因为信耶稣失去工作。
And I know a sister that who lost her job because her belief in Jesus.
因为她的工作是做会计。
Because her job was about accounting.
然后她老板告诉她，你要去做两本账，一本真的，一本假的。这个假的就是去给那些查税的人看啊。
And her boss told him to do two accounts, and one is real and one is false. The false one is to for those who check their status.
然后这个姊妹就说，我是基督徒啊，我不能撒谎啊。
But the sister said, I'm a Christian, I cannot lie.
那个老板说，那你就不要干了。
Then the boss said to her that you don't do your job.
那基督徒那个姊妹就失去她的会计工作。
So the sister lost her job as an accountant.
魔鬼的撒旦的攻击试探就到了。你信耶稣，你看看你又落了什么好下场。
So the temptations of the devil came that you believed in Jesus. So what's the end for you?
魔鬼要夺去神儿女的永生，魔鬼的方法就是攻击人对神的信心。
The devil wants to take away the eternal life of the children of God, and one of his way is to attack the faith of the Christians.
啊，我听到过一个见证哈，就是有一天有一个记者呢，就来采访一个基督徒的聋哑学校。
And I've heard about a testimony, and once a Christian reporter went to visit a Christian school for the deaf and dumb.
那么这个记者他是个无神论者啊，他来采访那个基督徒的聋哑学校。
But the reporter was actually an atheist, and he went to visit and to interview this Christian school.
啊。那个这个学校办得很好啊，因为这边聋哑的孩子结果都教育得很好。
And it was a Christian school for the deaf and dumb, and the school was very successful because all those kids were well educated.
但这个记者是个无神论嘛，所以他一直就想找到办法来攻击这些基督徒。
Because the reporter was an atheist, so he found all kinds of ways to attack that Christian.
然后呢，他最后他就在黑板上写了一个问题，就问这些聋哑的孩子，就说你们信上帝，你们又信上帝爱你们，那我问你们，为什么上帝让你们成为又聋又哑的孩子呢？
So this reporter just wrote his question on the blackboard and said that since you believe in God and you believe that God loves you, and why does God make you deaf and dumb?
看这个孩子，他虽然又聋又哑，但他看得见呢。
Those children, although they were deaf and dumb, but they could see.
很多孩子就流眼泪啊。
And some kids shed their tears.
后来就有一个孩子就走到前面，就在黑板上写下他的答案。
And one of the kids came forward to the blackboard and wrote his answer.
他说，父啊，你的美意本是如此。
He wrote on the board that God, a father, it was well pleased in you.
这是主耶稣讲过一句话。
It is what Jesus have ever said.
你看到没有？一个冷酷，一个残酷的人，要攻击这些小孩子。
So you see that this ruthless and cruel person wants to attack those children.
要攻击这些神的儿女，这些小孩子。
They were attacking those little children.
你别看这些孩子又聋又哑。
Even though those kids were deaf and dumb.
但他攻击不了。
But he could not attack them.
他动摇不了这些孩子对上帝的信心。
He could not shake the face of those kids toward God.
在我们一家来到美国之后呢，有一天我们听到一个非常可怕的消息。
When our family moved to the United States, and one day we heard a terrible news.
就是我们以前所认识教会的一对夫妻，然后他们唯一的儿子就是突然就是去世了。
And a Christian couple, we know in our previous church, and their only son died suddenly.
然后他的这个儿子已经是高中生了。有一天晚上在学校，有一天晚上被一伙人叫出去，然后最后莫名其妙就死了。
And his son was already a high school student, and one night he was called out by a group of people and just died without reason.
然后，这个警察给出的结论就是这个孩子自杀。
And the police give the conclusion that the boy committed suicide.
然后听到这个消息呢，我跟妻子都非常震惊，因为我们跟这一对基督徒夫妻是好朋友，但尤其是，我的妻子跟这个姊妹是认识很多年，可以说从小就认识，非常好的好姐妹。
We were very shocked to hear that news because we were, we and the Christian couple are very good friends, especially that my wife and that Christian sister are very good friends from their childhood.
然后他们都是非常非常简单、非常非常单纯的基督徒。
They are all kind of simple Christians.
然后呢，他们的孩子非常非常的温柔、驯良的一个男孩子。
And their kid, the boy, was actually very gentle.
我其实私底下我是有这样的担心，我说在这么大的打击之下，我说他们夫妻的这个信心会不会怎么办呢？这个信仰的路以后怎么走
？So personally, we were worried about that under such big attack, that great attack, that will the faith of those Christian couple will be shaken on how will they continue that path ahead?
儿子死了，夫妻极度的痛苦，但是呢，还要去配合警察的一些调查。
Their son dead, and they were in great pain, but they had to cooperate with the police to handle that case.
然后警察就问这个基督徒姊妹，就是你们夫妻都是信耶稣的，是不是
？And the police asked the Christian couple that, are you couples or believers of Jesus?
这个姊妹就是啊，我们夫妻都是基督徒。
And the sister answered, yes, we are all Christians.
警察就说，那你们信的耶稣，为什么让你们儿子死了呢
？And the police asked them that why did Jesus you believe that make your son die？
然后这个姊妹就说，凡事都有上帝的美意。
And the Christian sister answered that everything has God's good will in it。
再往后，事实上还有许多人就问姊妹这个问题，当然很多很多是怀疑恶意。
And of course, later that many people asked this Christian couple or Christian sister the same question, and some of them with the evil attempt.
那这个姊妹总是这样回答：凡事都有上帝的美意。
But the Christian sister would always give the same answer that God, everything has God's good will in it.
过一段时间，这个姊妹又查出来得了脑癌。
And a little while later, then.The Christian sister was diagnosed with brain cancer.
但是感谢神，就是在他们教会有一位做医生的弟兄亲自给他做这个开颅手术。这个弟兄是当地可以说最有名的这个做脑部手术的医生。
But thank the Lord, a brother doctor who is very famous, in that area, had give him the operation.
然后。奇妙神奇妙的恩典，这个手术费用也是非常低，夫妻可以负担，因为他们夫妻是非常非常就是可以说贫寒的家庭。
And it's the grace of the Lord, and the cost of that operation was kind of low, so that they could afford, because this couple was kind of living a poor life.
这个姊妹就是跟我妻子呢，他们是很多年就认识的好姐妹。
So this Christian sister was and my wife are actually friends, good friends for many years.
就最近就是我妻子看这个姊妹的这个朋友圈呢，她就发出感叹。
And recently, my wife saw the post the moments of the Christian sister and he just exclaimed.
他说：“你看他， 他还是二三十年前那个样子。
She said that, see that she is still the looking that 20 or 30 years ago.
总是开开心心的样子，然后笑容非常的甜美，就是那个眼睛就像小孩子的眼睛一样，就是那么清澈。
She's always joyful and happy, and his eyes is just like a kid.
然后都说岁月是把杀猪刀，但是奇怪的是，这二三十年过去了，岁月总杀不了他。
Usually we say that time kills the beauty of someone, but see that 20 or 30 years have passed, and that the time didn't kill her. He's still so young.
他总是一脸阳光，永远就是二三十年前那个青春无敌的样子。
She is always looking so sunny and the same kind of young and beautiful as she was 20 or 30 years ago.
所以在这个世界上有一些真正属于上帝的人，他们生命中的美好从来不曾减少。
And there were some people who in this world who belong to God, and the beauties in their life will never decrease.
反而日日加增。
But they increase.
苦难打不倒他们。
And the difficulties, sufferings will not strike them down.
甚至在他们生命中都留不下一个难看的疤痕。
And they even couldn't leave an ugly scar in their life.
妻子就接下来继续这样来描述这位姊妹。
And my wife continued to describe such a sister.
这位姊妹她总是说，我们基督徒是有盼望的。
The sister always said that we Christians have hope.
上帝实在是恩待了我。
God is so gracious to me.
这个姊妹只有小学二年级的文化水平。
The sister actually had an education of only a second grade in elementary school.
但她并不傻。
But she was not foolish.
她有一双信心的眼睛，她看得到永恒。
She has a pair of eyes of faith so that she could see eternity.
她也能从永恒的光中来看待她在地上的今生。
And he also looks at her current life in the view of eternity.
直到无论是顺境逆境，天父都爱他，主耶稣与他同行。
And she knows that whether it's good times or bad times, that Heavenly Father loves him and Lord Jesus walks with him.
他不知道的是什么呢？
But what those things that she didn't know?
他不知道自己是一颗星星。被上帝摆在夜空里。
And she didn't know that she was a star set by God in the sky.
荣耀了上帝，也照亮这世界上许多像我这样行路的人。
And she glorified God and also illuminates people like me who's walking on my way.
魔鬼总是试图要夺去人对上帝的信心，从而夺去信神的人的永生。
The devil always tries to take away the faith of the Christians toward God and want to snatch the eternal life out of them.
但是主耶稣应许我们，主耶稣保守真正属他的人一个都不死。
But the Lord Jesus gave us such a promise that he will keep all those who trust him, that no one will lost.
有一个专门的短语是圣徒的坚韧。
There was a special phrase called the perseverance of the saints.
我们会看见圣经当中许许多多真正信上帝的人，他们何等的坚韧。
We can see that the many characters in the Bible who believed in God, they have this kind of perseverance.
无论他们经历过什么，被丢在烈火的窑中，被丢在狮子坑里面，被人逼迫、鞭打、苦待。
And whatever they suffered, whether be thrown into the lion's den or the fire furnace, or they persecuted and mistreated.
各种声音攻击他们，你们信的神在哪里呀？ 你的神能救你吗？你信神，你看你落到什么样的地步？
All kinds of voices were attacking them. Where's your God? And can your God save you? You can see that you have fell into such a circumstances.
但是这些人他们的信心就不失落。
But those people, their faith would never be lost, would never fail.
我非常非常的就是尊敬我刚才所谈到的那一对基督徒夫妻。 我以前真的替他们的信心担心过。
I really respect the Christian couple I just mentioned. I was really worried about their faith in the period of time.
我后来才意识到，原来我要担心的不是他们的信心，我要担心是我自己的信心。
Later I realized that it's not their faith I should be worried about. It is my faith that I should worry about.
他们是圣徒，他们坚忍到底。
They are the saints and they will persevere to the end.
圣徒的坚忍在这里不是在歌颂这些基督徒他们的意志多么强，他们的这个信心多么大，不是在歌颂这些人。
Perseverance of the saints were not praising that how those people have the how strong their faith is or how strong will they have. This phrase was not praising those saints.
圣徒的坚忍强调的是坚忍，然后歌颂的是什么呢？歌颂的是上帝对他们的保守，让他们一直可以坚忍。
And the perseverance of the saintsemphasize on the perseverance, and it is the preservation and the keep of God to those people.
当我们看到这些人，我们就说，耶稣说的话真的是信实的，他们就没有失落，在这种情况下都没有失落，因为耶稣说，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
When they see those people, and we know thatJesus' words were faithful because Jesus said that no one will snatch them out of my hand.
耶稣说，在约翰福音六章三十九节，差我来者的意思就是，他所赐给我的，叫我一个也不失落，在末日却叫他复活。
John 6:39 says, "This is the will of the Father who sent me, that all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day."
希伯来书七章二十五节，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长久活着为他们祈求。
Hebrews 7:25 says, "Therefore he is also able to save to the utmost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them."
当我一听到那个可怕的消息，就是这一对年轻夫妻他们的儿子死了，听到这个可怕的消息。我跟我的妻子赶紧就跪下来为他们夫妻祷告。
When we heard about the terrible news of the Christian couple we just mentioned, and we immediately knelt down to pray for them.
但是我们知道，我相信这对夫妻也知道，还有一位在为他们祷告。
And we know, and I believe that this couple also knows that there's one who is praying for them. He's also praying for them.
就是在十字架上为他们舍己的耶稣，如今在天上天父上帝的右边，在为他们祷告。
That is the Jesus who died on the cross. Now he is on the right hand of God and makes intercession for us.
耶稣的祷告托住他们。
And the prayers of Jesus sustains them.
凡是借着耶稣来到神这里的人，凡是被耶稣的血所赎买回来的人，耶稣能拯救到的。
Whoever comes before God and whoever believes in God and who were purchased by the precious blood of Jesus, and God will save them to the end.
在威斯特敏斯特这个信条的十七章，有这样的两句话来讲明神的保守的恩典。
In the chapter 17 of the Westminster Confession of Faith, there were two sentences that talk about the preservation of God.
因为时间的关系，我们不在这里详细来看。那么大家如果愿意的话呢，可以在我们教会网站上去，我们所有的这个讲义啊，包括音频，我们都会放到教会的网站上去。
Time's sake, I will not just read it, but you can check it out later on the website, and we'll put all our points on the on our website.
有时候我们看到这里，我们就会问，那我是不是神的羊呢？
And sometimes when we read this, and we'll ask that, are we God's sheep?
那我是不是神保守我，我永不会失落呢？
Will God keep me, and so that I will never be lost?
那么保罗知道神一直在保守他，没有让他跌倒失落。使徒保罗
Apostle Paul knows that God has been protecting him so that he will not be lost.
所以在哥林多前书十五章十节，保罗说，然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15:10, Paul says, but by the grace of God, I'm what I am.
保罗知道，我今天成为上帝的使徒，我今天可以到外邦人当中传福音，我今天成为这样的人，是神保守我，我成为这样的人，我没有跌倒，我没有失去信心。
And Paul knows clearly that it is God's perseverance, God's preservation that he become what he is, and he could be saved, and he could go to the Gentiles to preach the gospel.
那么还有一种人呢？就是在这个马太福音七章二十二到二十三节这里提到的这种人。
But there are another kind of people that was mentioned in Matthew chapter 7:22-23.
就是二十二节，当那日必有许多人对我说：“主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？”
Verse 22 said, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not?"Prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name.
然后耶稣说：“我不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人。”
But Jesus said, "I never knew you, that you who practice lawlessness."
使徒保罗奉耶稣的名传道，奉耶稣的名行神迹，奉耶稣的名去行很多的异能。使徒保罗。
And Apostle Paul has preached the gospel and did many wonders in the name of God.
然后奉主的名传道，使徒保罗传福音。
And Apostle Paul preached the gospel in the name of God.
但是使徒保罗说，我能够成为这样的人，我能够做这些，我是靠谁啊？
But Apostle Paul said that who did he rely on and?By whose name was he doing all those things?
我靠神的恩典。
By the grace of God.
我是软弱的，我靠我自己，我早都跌倒了。但是我靠神的恩典，我成为这样的人。
I was weak, and if by myself I would stumble along before, but by the grace of God, I become what I am.
但是在马太福音七章二十二节说的这些人，他们也做这些事，但是他们认不认为是靠神的保守，靠神的恩典呢？
And those people who were mentioned in Matthew 7:22, those people were doing all kind of the same things, but whose name were they doing all those things?
所以这些人，他们以为自己是圣徒，他们以为自己圣徒坚韧，其实他们不是，他们是恶人，他们是罪人。
And those people, they thought that they were saints. They had the perseverance of the saints, but actually they are the sinners and they are the evil people.
他们是靠自己，他认为靠自己做得到。
And they were doing all those things by themselves. That they think that they could achieve those things by themselves.
那有些人就会说，那不是有些人以前是信的，后来就不信了吗？那为什么这些人神不保守他们呢？
And some people will ask that some people believed at first and later then they would not believe anymore. And those people that God didn't protect.
在约翰一书二章十九节，圣经这样说，我们大家可以就一起读一下哈，我们就坐着一起读一下。约翰一书二章十九节。
Let's read together.
起，他们从我们中间出去，却不是属我们的。若是属我们的，就必仍旧与我们同在。他们出去显明都不是属我们的。 所以有时候就是我们也会觉得，耶稣不是说保守吗？一个都不失落吗？但是为什么有些人，以前信，他后来又不信了呢？
Sometimes also ask that, some people, did Jesus say that he will not, he will keep, so that no one will be lost? But why did some people believe at first and later then, came out and did not believe anymore?
其实我们刚才所读的经文其实就告诉到我们答案。其实他们从一开始就不属于。
The verse we just read gave us the answer. So at the very beginning, they did not belong to God.
所以不是神不保守他们，他们一开始就不属于神。
It's not because God didn't keep them, because at the beginning they did not belong to God.
所以我们还是问自己：那我到底属不属于神呢
？So when we ask ourselves, are we belong to God?
那我的永生会不会失落呢？耶稣会不会保守我的永生呢
？Will our eternal life will be lost? Will God keep us till the end of eternal life?
其实我们刚才看到了保罗，我们也看到了这个马太福音七章二十二节说的这些人，他们做同样的事情，表现是一样的，但他们的差别，一个最大的差别。
And we saw.Apostle Paul and also those people mentioned in Matthew chapter 7 verse 22 and though it seems that they were doing the same things but what's the difference?
保罗说是神保守的我是神的恩典让我去做这些让我成为这样的人
Apostle Paul said it's God who kept me and by the grace of God I was doing all those things
而那些人说啊，我们是自己做这些事情根本没有提神的保守和提神的恩典说的最多的就是我们我怎样
But the other group of people they were doing those things and they were doing those things by themselves and they have been mentioning we and they didn't mention that they were kept by God
所以我们看到这两种人我们就知道哪个是真正属神的羊了
So we see these two group of people and we know that whichOne belongs to God.
就像我刚才提到的，那一对基督徒夫妻，那位姊妹，她人生遭遇很多很多很沉重的患难。
Just like the Christian couple and the Christian sister I just mentioned, and in her life she has experienced many difficult times and difficult sufferings.
小时候家里非常非常的穷，所以只读了两年的小学。
And when she was young, her family was in poverty, so he only read to the second grade in elementary school.
吃了很多的苦。
She had suffered a lot.
一个非常好的儿子，高中的时候死掉，就这一个孩子。
She had the only son and a very good son, but died when he was in high school.
但是看到他，真的是。我不能不承认，这就是一个有永生的人，就是即便是外表容貌跟几十年前都没有什么不一样。
But when I saw her, I had to acknowledge that this is the person who has eternal life. Even her looking was not changing a lot from 30 or 20 years ago.
但是你问他，他说，全是神的恩典，神实在是恩待了我。
If you ask her and she will answer that it's all about God's grace and God is really gracious to me.
她是我眼中的圣徒。
And she is the saint in my eyes.
但她自己眼中她知道她不过是蒙恩的罪人。
But in her eyes, she knew that she is but a sinner who has the grace of God.
来，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh, Abba, Father in heaven, we praise you and thank you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，
thank you.
道成肉身来寻找来拯救我们。
Thank you for giving us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, Word became flesh, came into the world to seek us and to save us.
主耶稣基督在十字架上流出他的血，洗净我们的一切信靠耶稣的人身上的罪。
Lord Jesus shed his blood on the cross, cleanse all the sins of us who believe and trust in Jesus.
主耶稣基督如今在天父上帝的右边，在为我们在祷告。
And now the Lord Jesus is on the right side of God, Heavenly Father, and make intercession for us.
我们知道我们自己是何等的软弱，我们何等渺小。我们若不是靠着主耶稣基督，我们的信心早就失落了。
We know that we are so weak and insignificant, and if not by the grace of the Lord Jesus, and we'll already be lost.
但是感谢主耶稣基督，如今在天父上帝右边常常为我们祷告。
And thank our Lord Jesus Christ, who is on the right hand of the Heavenly Father, is making intercessions for us always.
感谢主耶稣基督应许我们，他既爱我们，他就爱我们到底。
Thank our Lord Jesus, give us such a precious promise that He will love us and He will love us to the end.
凡属他的人，他就一个都不失落。
And those who belong to him, and he will lose nothing.
他必保守到底。
And he will keep them to the end.
这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.